Hi, it's Pat Ken here from the Play Ethic. I'm in the middle of one of my usual productive drifts from one end of Glasgow to the other. It's Thursday. I've just been for a meeting with my brother Gregory and our business partner Doogie about future Hue and Cry doings, which is always extremely good fun. Feels pretty entrepreneurial, pretty 21st century, joining up this loosely connected piece of the internet to that loosely connected piece of the internet, seeing if we can make any money out of it. I'm on my way to pick up the wee one from her school gates, and in the meantime I took half an hour to go and see the Inspired exhibition at the Mitchell Library Gallery, which is a group of modern artists given the theme of being inspired by Robert Burns as part of the whole anniversary homecoming thing. It's just to kind of let you know that it's quite a cool exhibition. If you're in Glasgow, you're coming to Glasgow, go take a visit. It's basically a kind of sushi board of Brit and Scot art light, so pretty familiar names. I mean, for example, we have Douglas Gordon, who's done a piece called A Game for Two Players or More, which is just a very nice little box frame on the wall of an old Scrabble set with, I think, the words "For a Hoch Magandi" spelt out on it, which I think, as I remember my Scots, Hoch Magandi is a term for sexual congress. So, A Game for Two Players, very nice, we get the gag, Gordon. There are some great, powerful pieces. There's a piece by, I presume a Russian, called Mikhail Magaril, called Putins of the Year, which is a sort of big 10-foot Warhol-esque wall painting with Vladimir Putin on it, and a sort of mock-up of a Time cover, and a sort of scabrous anti-elitist quote from Burns plastered onto his forehead. There's a great piece just right next to that from Timorous Beasties, who are the kind of Glasgow textile and wallpaper designers, and it's a gravestone. It's called Gravestone, and engraved on it is what looks at first sight like the classic sort of engraved or engravure illustration that you'd find in an old Burns book to one of his nature poems. Look more closely through the foliage and you see two guys, one's about to be mugged or one's about to mug. And woven in amongst the trees and the briars and the brambles is a sort of CCTV camera, some other kind of technological object, a traffic bollard. It's pretty cool. I just like the way that it pulls things left, right and centre. Lots of other cool pieces there. A great kind of death head sculpture by Kenny Hunter called Mirth, Melancholy, Misfortune and the Muse. But, you know, the one that I had to photograph and accompany with this particular audio boo is the Tracy Emin piece, and I won't describe it any further than to say that Tracy Emin has tweeted a lot of cock for this exhibition, and all I can say is that was a particularly productive lunch and a particularly useful napkin that Miss Emin decided to deploy as her contribution to this exhibition. And how much is it? I have the price list before me. If you want to get yourself a Tracy Emin, it will cost you, it's called Sweet Thing, £12,500. Any plutocrats out there who have some money to spare after the recent crash, you know where to go to waste it. Okay, off to get the wee one. This has been Pat Kane from the Play Ethic. See you later.